And we're following very dramatic action on the floor of the Senate in Washington. As expected, senators conducting a procedural vote on their health care bill. In other words, voting to decide whether or not to even take up the bill for debate. Let's get right to NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, what's been going on?
It's been dramatic, as you say, Robin. We were waiting the arrival of John McCain, the senior senator from Arizona, who has been a critic of much of that has gone on thus far in the process, but who said he was willing to vote to go forward with the process. And that's essentially what the Senate is agreeing to do today. So by having John McCain present, the Republicans had enough votes, despite two defections from their own ranks, to get to a tie vote that could be broken by Vice President Mike Pence. And that means that after this is all over and John McCain has made a speech that I'm sure will be quite emotional and emotionally received, they will proceed to considering something having to do with health care. We don't yet know what form that will take. That's still up in the air.
Okay, so they haven't started voting yet. We understand maybe John McCain might be the last vote. What's the procedure?
They have been voting for the last 30, 40 minutes. John McCain has come to the chamber. He has cast his vote. And now there is a scrum of senators from both parties all around him, congratulating him on being able to be there despite his cancer diagnosis, his brain cancer diagnosis, and his arduous trip back from Arizona. They are congratulating him. Then they will present the votes to Mike Pence, who will announce the vote. Mm-hmm. And at that point, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will take over and he will say where he plans to go all of this.
How do we get here? Because just a couple of days ago, this was flatlined. I mean, there was the sense that, first of all, we didn't even know from the White House what was desired, just repeal Obamacare or fix it or let it fail. Before the vote began, chanting broke out in the Senate gallery. Let's listen.
Shame.
Calls of shame. Protesters also chanting kill the bill. How did this happen that we're now about to vote to begin debate, at least, on this plan? It's really a plan at this point from the Republicans.
It's not really a plan, actually. It's just the idea of proceeding.
Idea. Yeah.
They had a vote of all 100 elected U.S. senators, and it tied 50 to 50. That would mean we would not go forward to even considering the bill. But because the vice president is empowered to break ties, and of course the vice president is Mike Pence, he came and reliably cast a vote in favor of President Trump's position, which is that the debate should go forward and something should pass. Something that addresses Obamacare should pass. The president has been on several different sides of the question of what that should be, maybe a straight repeal, maybe a repeal and replace. No clear answer as to what the replacement would be, but they just want to go forward to considering it. Well, so they're going to have a number of different amendments that they offer to the House bill, and the House bill is where they are right now. They just voted to consider the House bill. And immediately, Mitch McConnell is going to start suggesting, let's try this, let's try that, let's try the other thing, and see if he can get enough votes for any of them. Right now, the betting is we'll be right back to the divisions in the Republican Senate caucus that have kept them from all getting behind any one proposal.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant, how do we get here politically? You know, when it was considered so dead a couple of days ago, it sounds like you're saying that, you know, at least most of the senators, or enough of them to go forward, just wanted to give it a chance. But then we still don't know where it goes.
That's correct. And, you know, they say that every senator really wants to be president. They also all want to be Solomon. They want to have it both ways. They want to split the baby. So now they have voted to go forward with a debate and not to have the blood of the repeal and replace effort on their hands. But they still don't know what they're going to try to replace it with. And as far as we know, they do not have the votes for a straight repeal bill. They do not have the votes for any of the iterations of repeal and replace that have been proposed so far. And we really don't know how Mitch McConnell expects this to go forward, except that he wants to get something back over to the House so that they can have a conference, so that they can put something on President Trump's desk. And the president has said no matter what that is, he's going to sign it and it's going to be called a victory.
Real quick, procedurally, Ron, do we understand there has to be 20 hours of debate?
Well, the hours of debate is not really the key issue here. The hours is not the issue. The issue is amendments, and they're going to be having amendments for days.
Ron Elving, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.